We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. The Bombers got it done. They swept the Mets in the Subway Series as Aaron Judge hit number 48 and went yardage in the boogie down Bronx. What a game with the Mets. We'll get into it. But first, I want to talk about your boy, Tatis. How about Fernando Tatis? So he made it to the ballpark, to Petco, on Tuesday afternoon and spoke for a little bit about his problems. He talked about all the people that he failed by testing positive for PEDs, basically steroids, and he vowed to fix it. He said, quote, "I have seen how my dreams have turned into my worst nightmares," end quote. And then he was standing there with AJ Preller and surrounded by dozens of media types. He added, "There's no other one to blame than myself. I haven't made the right decisions these past few weeks, month, even starting in the beginning of the year. I have made a mistake. And I regret every single step I have taken in these days. But there's a long way going forward. There's a very long way going forward. I'm going to remember how this feels. And I'm going to make myself not ever be in this position ever again. I know I have a lot of love that I have to gain back. I have a lot of work to do." You got that right, kid. Of course, it was 11 days ago that he got popped for Clostebol, the anabolic steroid, getting the 80-game suspension. But he's no different than A-Rod or Cano or Manny Ramirez. And the list goes on and on with guys that have been busted. He found out about his suspension in late July, and he thought about appealing it, but didn't. On August 12th, with the announcement made about his suspension, Tatis bolted on a flight out of San Antonio, where he was in his last stages of a rehab assignment. He didn't alert the team. He said he freaked out. He just simply freaked out. So he was on the lam, and then like 6 days later, he met with Preller in person. Then on Saturday of this past weekend, he met with the Padres chairman, Pete Seidler, and finally met with his teammates on Tuesday afternoon for like 20 minutes and then talking to the media. He said, "A lot of tough love. But at the same time, I feel like there was a great communication. Fair words were out there. At the end of the day, they gave me a chance." He's still stuck with his bogus claims of his skin infection and the medication had a steroid in it. His dad said it was Trofibol. Tatis said he'd been dealing with a skin infection for some time and that he got medication in the Dominican and he didn't go through the Padres medical staff. He said that was a stupid mistake. "There's no excuses. There's just no excuses. I need to do a way better job on what is going inside my body. There's no excuse for these actions." He kept saying that he tested positive for steroids because he was recklessly trying to battle this skin condition. Remember, he and his dad said it was ringworm and not to boost his performance or recover from his wrist injury that kept him out the entire season. He was asked what he's going to tell fans that don't believe him. He said, quote, "That I'm going to give them a story to believe in me again." He considered an appeal that's supposed to, according to the deal with baseball and the PA, to play out in silence, in secrecy, without the knowledge of even his own team. Tatis said he never felt like he had a strong case, but was advised by what he vaguely referred to as his team that he wouldn't prevail. And then he decided to begin serving the suspension at that point with immediacy. AJ Preller said, quote, every relationship worth having, there's going to be some great moments, there's going to be some challenging moments. I've talked to Fernando a lot about mistakes. We all make them. I've made plenty of mistakes here as the GM of this team, and I'm sure Padres fans will let me know about it from time to time. But the key is how you learn from those mistakes, how you grow from those mistakes, what you do going forward. I'll tell you about going forward. They owe him $340 million over 14 years. How's that for going forward? I think his numbers of 80 home runs, 50 stolen bases through the first 300 games of his career are a lie. He only played in 273 of 546 regular season games in his first four seasons. He hurt his lower back in 2019. In 21, he had a bad shoulder, the left shoulder, and then he missed the entire 22. The wrist injury, riding a motorcycle in the DR, and now a failed roid test. And that's going to keep him out at the beginning of 23 as well. He said he regretted getting on the motorcycle, and now he's saying he's going to have shoulder surgery that he decided not to have. Remember, at the end of the 21 season, he played that whole season with that shoulder problem popping in and out. They haven't set a date for the shoulder surgery. He said he'll be ready for the whole baseball activity scene by the start of spring training, which he's allowed to go to despite being under suspension. Remember, at the deadline, they got Soto, Bell, Drury, Hader, and then all of a sudden you get the news that Tatis is suspended on a team that was supposed to make a run for a World Series title, their first ever, but he ruined that. A lot of guys were sympathetic on Tuesday. Musgrove said, people make mistakes. It's something that we're definitely not going to hold over his head for the rest of his career. I know there's fans out there that will, and people are going to feel the way they want to feel, but it's something that I stress to him. I think the most important people are the people in this room and the staff and the people you're going to be playing with. I thought he did a really good job of explaining to us what happened and how sorry he was, and the remorse that he showed. It's not an easy conversation to have, but I think the first step to amending things in here and preparing everybody for what comes forward out of this and having that conversation was good. Manny Machado said, we all make mistakes, and ultimately we got to look ourselves in the mirror. We all make dumb mistakes, and at the end of the day, we just have to move past it and learn from it. He came in here, spoke to the group, said what needed to be said. At the end of the day, we're all family in here. We all back each other up. End quote. Yeah, I just don't believe that. I think they think he's a little prima donna and a selfish, immature brat who constantly screws up their seasons. That's exactly what I think a majority of the players think. So he was all kinds of remorseful in his speech to his teammates, and then he dealt with the media. Then he had a private meeting with manager Bob Melvin. They say that Tatis asked his teammates for help rebuilding his public image. He was asked about, kids not liking him anymore or admiring him anymore. And he said, that I understand. I understand how they feel. I was a fan. I grew up watching the game. And if my favorite player would have done something like I've done, I would have felt the same way. I would have felt disappointed. I would have felt let down. I understand how they feel. But one thing that I'm going to make sure is when I come back, I gain their trust again. Yeah, good luck doing that, bro. Look at all the guys that did it, that got popped. None of them ever got their reputation back. They still talk crap about him. Now, how about the Yankees? Aaron Judge, a 453-foot blast deep into the seats and left. He turned on it, and he had an RBI single as well during a seventh-inning rally. And the Yankees beat the Mets 4-2 for the two-game sweep in the Subway Series. And remember, it could be a World Series showdown. They met at Citi Field. The Mets won both. They met in the Bronx here Monday, Tuesday, and the Yankees won both. Wandy Peralta relieved Clark Schmidt, who tried to get 10 outs. He got 9 of them, couldn't get the last one, and then Wandy came in and got Lindor to fly out to left center to end it. Benintendi had his third straight big game, singling in the go-ahead run for a 3-2 lead in the seventh against Jolly Rodriguez. And that came after pinch hitter Jose Trevino's hop up fell between Alonso and the right field line down in the outfield, down the line. They blew the catch and it landed fair. The Bombers have won three straight for only the second time since the All-Star break. Torres and IKF turned a couple of great double plays in the game. The Mets, meanwhile, their lead in the East was cut to 2 games. Remember, these two met in the 2000 World Series, won by the Yankees in 5 games. The Yankees' lead in the AL East is 8. Schmidt pitched 3 shutout innings of 3-hit relief in his first appearance since July 30th in the Bigs. Montas had the best of his 4 starts. He allowed 2 runs and 6 hits and 5 2/3. Tijuana, do you wanna? Walker gave up 2 runs and 4 hits in 5 innings. How about this? Walker has allowed a home run to Judge in 4 straight starts against the Bombers. The Mets had a chance in the 8th with 2 on and nobody out. Vogelback hit into a 6-4-3 double play. In the 9th, they had the bases loaded. They had 4 straight batters on 2 strikes. 3 of them got on base until Lindor flew out to end it, as I said. Don't forget, Giancarlo Stanton's going to be activated before their Thursday opener in Oakland. They got a series with the A's at the Ashtray. He's been out since July 23rd with left Achilles tendonitis. Jameson Shots of Tyone should start on Thursday. He's 11-4 with a 4 ERA. The Mets, they got DeGrom going to start Thursday's homestand opener against the Rockies. He'll have 6 days rest.